Welcome to the Fitness Coach Freedom Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Chris Spearman. Our mission here at Fitness Coach Freedom is to help fitness professionals just like you transition from just another coach to an actual business owner and help you have a bigger impact in the world, give yourself more freedom, and to create generational wealth. Please enjoy, please subscribe, and we'll see you inside. So we're back with another question from our Apollo team. We're talking about commission, we're talking about sales commission. Some of you guys may have some sales closers or a team of sales professionals in your business. A lot of you, however, may be taking the vast majority of these calls by yourself. So the question that came in from one of our team, one of our Apollo clients, whose goal is to make $1 million in the next year or two, three maximum within their business. And the question is, how much commission are you giving sales assistants who close on calls of an American coach who may fit the job for an assistant for the business, but I want to give her an opportunity to do sales calls also? So the answer that we gave was it varies depending on the price. Obviously, there's an incentive based on bigger packages. For example, within our fitness business, we're charging, say, $3,000, $5,000, and upwards of $10,000 packages. So as the price goes up, we actually give a higher percentage to incentivize people sticking at a higher price point. And that can vary 15% commission, anything less than that, maybe 10% commission. And the recommendation would be to start at 15% and assess was the answer to this question. And I think there's value in that. I think sometimes when you're hiring a team, you need to ask yourself, okay, at what point do you either increase pay, decrease pay? I think a lot of people feel like if you set a price point for a specific role at a specific amount, that people will then feel they need to get that all of the time and won't move to an alternative. That's not the case. I think what you need to do is just communicate very openly, honestly, and clearly with people that, you know, you're going to do your best to do right by them. However, over time, we may find, for whatever reason, that paying the person that amount of money is just not feasible long term. Paying that, you know, level of, it depends if it's commission based also, because very often you can allow that person to essentially carve out their own niche over a period of time. I think there's an enormous amount of value in that. That's definitely something that I would recommend, say, longer term. It's definitely something that I would recommend for the vast majority of people out there who are getting, let's say, moving away from being a solopreneur, is to get people incentivized with commission bases, price points, retention rate packages, you know, and you can do that from people who are book calls and they're in, let's say, the lead generation aspect of things, to people selling, but also to fulfillment. You know, if you look at some of our fitness businesses, obviously we have a male and female fitness business. The our male fitness business is turning over between $1 and $2 million a year. The female one is chugging along. It's multiple six figures, but we're getting there. And most people are paid based on performance and not actually based on, let's say, a salary. Now, there may be a base salary, but it's predominantly commission-based. And the reason we do that is really to incentivize people. And when you're, let's say, coming back to this question as an example, how much commission are you giving sales assistants? Now, one of this client's, well, a client of ours, coaches, they felt maybe a good fit for the job, but they wanted to figure out, let's say, what you would charge. And ultimately, when you're hiring someone for a sales role in particular, it's really important that you not just put them in that position. And it's the same with anyone in any job or any role within your business. It's going to take time to train them up. So very often, believe it or not, we have suggested that people come work for us for whatever price point, but the vast majority of, let's say, the incentive that they get or have to work with us is actually what they learn. So you can also be quite clever, not that you don't want to pay people, but what they can learn from you could be even more valuable than what you would offer to pay them. And I would take that seriously, and I would be very aware of that, and I would think of that, because as you progress in your business journey, the more people who want you to succeed, really succeed, matters. And unfortunately, sometimes in business, there will be people who are working for you that are just there to get paid. They don't really buy into the vision of the business. They're not really, you know, say, focused on the business going forward. It's very much about what they can get right now and not look at things long term. That happens. And I'm not blaming people for that. I'm just saying that your goal is to keep the business afloat, keep the business alive. So let's just say, to, you know, to answer this question, if you are positioning a price point, well, firstly, the vast majority of our students are charging $1,500 for a very basic packaged program for 3 to 6 months. After that, a more progressive package would be, let's say, $2,500 to $3,000 for 3 to 6 months. And as time progresses, you then start looking at maybe more higher level personalized one-to-one coaching online, which would be with you personally, and you're talking about $5,000 to $7,500. In my opinion, at least, if good leads come through, they would be better off getting on the phone with you. I think very few people will be able to sell your product better than you. I think that's really something to be aware of. So I wouldn't look at scaling some of the best leads. What we've done for Andy, some of you guys will have seen Andy, who's made quite a lot of money. He was making $14,000 a month for, let's say, 8 or 9 months on the bounce. He started working with me personally within Apollo, and he made £145,000 in the first 12 weeks. In other words, he went from 14K a month to almost consecutive 45K months. And some of the tactics that we used are purely based on it, creating an irresistible offer and learning how to pitch and sell it to the best of your ability. Now, as that started to progress and he started to make more money, his time became even more valuable. So instead of Andy, in this instance, getting on the call with everybody when a lot of leads are qualified, but some leads are not qualified, he actually outsourced one of our closers who still is taking calls for Andy. And our closer is taking, let's say, some of the less quality, poor quality leads, allowing Andy to be on the best percentage of calls, the highest level prospects, and then allowing to, let's say, for him to push at a higher price point. That's for sure something that I would recommend a lot of you look at when it comes to, let's say, hiring someone else. It's which prospects do you want to give to these closers? Another good segue, and we'll maybe leave the rest of this for another conversation. Another good segue into this is getting someone on board who is a coach, in this instance, who is renewing people on a sales call, i.e. a retention call or a commitment call, where they will get someone on a call at the end of their program or mid program and try and upgrade them, upsell them, get them to, let's say, pay a up chunk bit of cash for a longer commitment, or else get them to renew on a continuity program. That would be a very good segue into training someone up, in this instance, to take sales. So let me repeat the question one last time. It was, how much commission are you giving sales assistants who close on calls? I have an American coach who may fit the job for an assistant for the business. I want to give her the opportunity to do sales calls also. And the answer we gave, so we vary ours depending on the price point sold to incentivize bigger packages. $3,000 plus could be 10, 15% commission. Anything less is 10% commission or lower. My recommendation would be to start at 15 and assess. So I think that's, you know, a pretty good synopsis of what we would do in that scenario. As always, hope you're enjoying these bite-sized Q&A nuggets. Any questions, as always, you can reach out. Plenty of downloads in the link below. Whatever you're doing, continue, push forward. It won't be easy. It's challenging. It's meant to be challenging, but we're here hoping that we can add as much value as possible. See you guys in the next one. Peace.
Thank you for listening. I hope that has been useful.
Our time is our most valuable commodity. It is something that you will never get back, be it in your business, with your families and your relationships. And I value your time and spending it here with us. As a thank you and to help you scale and grow your business, there are a number of ways that we can help you scale and grow for free. Number one, if you would like more leads in your business, you can go to unlimitedfitnessleads.com, download our blueprint, and go through our free video course that will talk you step by step through how you can 2x, 3x, and 4x your lead flow. Number two, you can go to unlimitedfitnesssales.com and get your hands on the exact $3 million sales blueprint that we have used in multiple businesses, including our fitness businesses, over the last number of years to scale and grow our own. Thirdly, you can jump inside our community at fitnesscoachcommunity.com. Lastly, and by no means least, if you are looking for a little bit more help, you can get a free consultation business audit from myself, Andrew, and the team. And absolutely free, this is not a sales call, it's very much a value add. And transparently, we know that a large number of you will see how impactful that is and may decide in the future to work with us. And you can get one of those at fitnessbusinessaudit.com, where we dissect exactly what's happening in your fitness business right now, be it online or in person, depending on what sort of structure you have with your business. See what roadblocks you have standing in your way, what your goals are, and actually on that call, reverse engineer a solution for you. Again, that is not a sales call. We know that there will be a large number of you that see that we are talking sense and may decide to work with us in the future. But for us, it is a way of giving back as a thank you and helping to scale and grow our community. As always, I hope you guys are having an amazing day. I hope you're being safe. Whatever you do, remember, there will be challenges on the way. There are always going to be challenges. Seek them out. Seek out those failures, because it is those failures that are going to launch you and catapult you into the next chapter of your life. As always, please like, subscribe, and we'll see you guys in the next one.